What's up, y'all? So I had Kristen Chadwick here. Now she is a professional podcasting person, manager, everything, right? So I want to make sure that you guys listen to this episode. If you're somebody who is thinking about starting a podcast, has started a podcast, but just needs a little bit more skill set or management or support or a podcast coach or anything, this is the episode you want to listen to. Kristen is freaking awesome. Now, she has done over, I think it's like 1,000 episodes. She has a podcasting management team, like the whole shebang, all right? So make sure that you guys listen to this episode, look at the show notes, because that's where I'm going to link all of her information, because she even has a little pamphlet that she wants you guys to have that'll ask you questions to see if you even want to start a podcast if you haven't already. So I want to make sure you guys love on this. Make sure that you like, share, subscribe, all that great stuff. Let's do this.
A podcast launch is with me specifically, what that looks like is we sit down and we coach you through what are you going to talk about? Why are you going to talk about it? Who are you going to talk to about it? And what really is the connection to your business? And how are you going to funnel that into your business?
What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I love being here, and I love you guys so much. And I just really wanted to thank you. I thank you at every show, but I always thank you because you don't have to stop, pause, and listen, and you do. So we've had over 100,000 downloads, and I'm super excited about that and all that you've been pouring in. The way you guys DM me and email me and leave me comments and all that great stuff, I cannot thank you enough for being straight talkers, and I love you for it. Today, I have some cool person here with y'all. She's going to drop some mics around here, okay? So as you guys know, I go around this amazing planet finding the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. So I want you to meet Christine Chadwick. Now, she is a beacon of wisdom, all right? Especially in the podcast world. So you know this is going to be good, all right? She is celebrated and done collaborations with Christian influencers in her remarkable ability to amplify voices and inspire and transform. So she's in the right place, y'all. All right, Kristen's journey is in the podcasting industry, and it is really inspiring. I was reading her bio, and she has a rich background in psychology and a decade of experience. And she has masterfully coached icons like the Dobson family, Kristen Boss, Bethany Kinsey. She's steering this podcast into this amazing platform for people. And I just love this. So through her own successful shows, Holistic Hearts Podcast, and podcast coaching for Kingdom Entrepreneurs, Kristen has shared over 1,000 episodes. Here I am thinking I'm doing something with almost 400 episodes, okay? Each of them are like packed with like insights, and they resonate deeply with their audience. And I just love people that really serve others in this way and impact the world in this way. So prepare to be inspired, y'all, because Kristen is here to add a little sugar to our non-sugar added. So Kristen, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you so much, Nina. I mean, with an introduction like that from you, I feel like I could conquer the world. So
let's conquer the world, Kristen. No, I'm really excited to have you here. I loved reading your bio and all that you're about, and I want my audience to get to know you. So I always start the show the same way. So Kristen, who are you? Who are you, friend?
Well, I'm going to answer that question. I am a peacock. I am bold, and I have many colors, and I am a wholehearted human being who wants to connect with people all over the world and really inspire them to live into their purpose. And one way to do that is helping them amplify their voices through the power of podcasting. And I get to see just these phenomenal powerhouse women and men use their voices to create change, to be light into this world. That's who I am.
Oh, that's so good, right? So good. I got into the podcasting space like in 2018, and I've never stopped. It is so good. I love, love, love podcasting. So tell me about that journey, though. Is that something you've always done? Is this something that's always been in your heart? Have you always been in like media type things? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes and no. So I grew up, my dad was very involved in broadcasting. And so I have very vivid young memories of being in a studio, being in all sorts of camera, like trailers for sports events. And, and I also, as a young kid, I would always pretend that I had my own radio show. And so my brother and I, we ended up creating a radio show, a pretend one called KFM Rocks, which my initials were KFM. And, so yes, to that extent, it was always there. Fast forward to college. Yeah, like I said, I studied psychology. I wanted to become a counselor. So went into applied for grad school, got accepted at the last minute. I just had a check in my spirit of, I don't know if this is actually where I need to go. So I unenrolled about a week and a half before I started classes. And it really made no sense. Like, why? I worked so hard to get into this grad school.
Right.
And then 2 days after I unenrolled, one of my dear friend's husbands called me, and his name is Ryan Dobson. And he said, Kristen, we are leaving radio and we want to start a podcast and we want you to be our producer. And I said, say what?
Right.
What does a podcast producer do?
That is. Wow. Yeah. That is awesome.
I know.
I love that.
So he saw something in me that I had no clue was in the trajectory of my life. And so he just basically threw me in the deep waters and was like, all right, grow our show. And I said, okay, here we go. So we grew Rebel Parenting was that podcast. And we grew that into the top 25 kids and family really fast, and then worked for them for about 4 years as their main producer, and then decided to grow my own podcast management company from there. So that was when I first started that production job with Ryan, was 2016. And then 2020 is when I broke off and started my own podcast management company.
Why you though? Why do you think he picked you? What was that?
That is a great question. And I should point blank ask him. He said, you just have all the qualities of what a producer does. And I was friends with his wife already. We had done like a mother's a preschooler group together. And I would continually ask or show them new books I was reading or songs that I really liked or articles that I had read and like, have you guys heard of this person? Have you heard of this person? And so he was like, do everything that you're doing, but as work for us. So
that's so cool.
Yeah. So really cool. I should sit him down and ask him point blank. What was it?
Probably be good. You know what's really neat though is that you felt that prompting and then decided, you know, I'm not going to do this. And then something just comes and it doesn't fall on your lap. I feel like it's a divine purpose, but that's just
for sure.
That's just my view. And I see that you mentioned a couple times like kingdom. So are you a person of faith?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. And so do you believe that this road, this trajectory, this podcasting, all that was given to you by God, like to just do this thing, right? Because that's kind of like mind blowing, right? That you're going into psychology and then somebody says, hey, by the way, you never done this before, but I'm going to totally give you this job, right?
Yes.
How cool is that, right?
For sure. Well, and I will say he called me and he said, you know, Laura and I have been praying about who our podcast producer should be. And we both heard your name. Wow. So absolutely. And one thing about me is I love the wildness of Holy Spirit and I'm all for following his lead. So like with that, where I just felt this check and then it was like, okay, well, and it seems to be a consistent theme of like, are you ready to let that go? Okay, cool. Cause I have something else for you. And
it's tough, isn't it? Like I have that relationship with God too. And I feel like, you know, sometimes he'll, when I first was in medical. I was in medical. I was going to be a physician's assistant. And then all of a sudden, no, I decided that wasn't the right thing. I felt like it was the wrong thing. And then I just quit my job and went back to school and became a chef. And that's what I knew God was calling me to do. And yes, even though we went homeless through that, because we did go homeless through that.
Wow.
I finished college with I think it was like a 4.5 GPA and a valedictorian of the class and got my bachelor's degree and the whole thing. And then I ended up rising up to a six-figure earner in culinary because that's what God does. That's what God does when you listen. Yeah. It was very hard though, I have to say, to kind of let go recently of that because he is pouring me now into women, right? Mm-hmm. And helping them develop their own businesses, their own coaching businesses. And I'm like, but let go of that though.
I know.
let go of that one though. Uh-huh. You know? But I think you know that you know, like when mm-hmm. when you have that feeling that just does not leave you, it's like this nagging feeling, you know. Yes. It's almost like, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of hard-headed, and so God kind of has to like have a lot of flags and a lot of hitting over the mm-hmm. head before I go, oh, that's what you meant.
Yes. Yes. Oh, for sure. So yes. Good. So one of those stories for me was at the end of Rebel Parenting. This was right at February 2020. And I had already, it had been about 6 months where I had felt this tug in my spirit of, it's time to create your own podcast and start your own podcast management company. And it was hard. It was mm-hmm. so hard to leave. I mean, they were like family. And so everything in my bones was like, but I don't want to leave. They're so nice.
Still get that.
I went out to lunch with a mentor of mine. And as we were waiting for our food to come, she had this little like saltine cracker packet for her soup. And she was holding it in her hand. And she said, Kristen, I think what's happening is you're like me, you're holding this saltine cracker packet in front of you. And you're like, but this is amazing. I love the saltine cracker packet. And he's just saying, put down the saltine cracker packet and turn around. And there's a whole buffet of food behind wow. you. And so that place was right next to our house. So I walked home just like, okay, I'm gonna lay it down and see what happens. And it was just the sweetest like blessing Ryan and Laura gave me of like, yes, absolutely, go do your own thing. And it has opened up a world of conversation and meeting new people. So just like you with the chef thing and yeah. laying that down and saying, okay, are you sure?
right. Because you're so attached to things that he has blessed you with. Right. But I always feel like there are many facets to our life and many levels of that and many different experiences. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, sometimes that question that comes up, like, you know, what did God make you here for? What are you here for? And when that question comes up, I always say for many things. He made me for many things. Right. Because I feel like our lives evolve and we change in stages and He changes us in stages too, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, kind of like that scripture that says, you know, when you were a baby, I gave you milk, but now, you know,
yes.
basically eat now, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing in life, right? I think, you know, he can't give you, Kristen, a podcast off the bat when you don't have the experience to know how to even grow it like you did when you did mm-hmm. Rebel Parenting, right? Mm-hmm. I think that he has to give us things in stages. Otherwise we will lose it. We won't know what to do. Right.
Yep.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's very interesting how us as human beings though want everything microwaved. We want it all now.
Yes.
We want uh-huh. it now, Kristen. So, you know, like for instance, my podcast just hit 100,000 downloads. I was very proud yes. of that, right? Yes. I was very proud of that. And I was very proud of the relationships and the connections that I have made. But podcasting is a long game, right? But it is it's a rewarding game. I love doing this. I wouldn't have met you otherwise.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I love this. So tell me about now you're starting your own thing. Mm-hmm. what did you decide that was going to be about and how did you get that going? Because now it's evolved into a whole business for you. Like you do a lot of things. So I want to break that down. So tell me about the start of this. Hey everyone, quick timeout because I have a game changer for you in my morning routine. It's called Magic Mind. And trust me,
It's not your average like morning little brew or elixir. So just imagine kicking off your day with a sip of sharpness and focus. This is going to clear all of that fog and everything within like an hour, okay? So thanks to the ingredients like matcha and ashwagandha and vitamin D and a powerhouse of adaptogens, I mean, Magic Mind has become my go-to for real, okay? It doesn't give me that coffee crash, and it is seriously like mental clarity in a bottle, okay? And here's the best part. It's amazing, and I told them how amazing it is. So are you ready to transform your morning? Because I've got a sweet deal for you, okay? You can get 20% off your first order. I want you to try it. All right, just visit magicmind.com/straighttalk with one T, straight talk with one T, and use that promo code straighttalk20. So straight talk with one T, 20, the number 20, okay, at checkout, and you are going to get 20% off of your order. So whether you are diving into a really big project, gearing up for that daily hustle that we all got as entrepreneurs, right, or leaders, let Magic Mind elevate your productivity. Okay, don't wait, make the switch, do something that is smarter for you in the morning, and it's magicmind.com/straighttalk, and don't forget to use the code straighttalk20. That is going to give you that 20% off discount, and I want you to join me in feeling the difference every freaking day, okay? I love that you guys get to try this out. Straight Talk 20. Don't forget to get that code so you can get 20% off. Okay, let's get to it.
Okay, so 2020, I just knew I was to start my own podcast, which was a faith-based podcast about my journey as a mom, as a wife, as a woman, and really my own journey from having all this biblical knowledge and yet there was like this disconnect, but then I needed it to drop down into my heart. Yeah. So I knew I had to speak out what I had learned, and from multiple people saying, you need a podcast. We need to hear what your journey was. We want to hear what you and your husband did. And so I just was obedient with that. So I left and then, started the podcast, and almost immediately I heard from another, influencer who was very, very little known at that point. She had just left a hairstyling business and she had become a marketing coach. And her name was Kristen Boss. And she was like, Kristen, I need a podcast producer. And I said, awesome. I'm just not going to be one person's producer anymore. I can help manage your podcast. But, and she was like, great, that's exactly what we need. So I started helping her on the side. And then another person was referred to us with another networking marketing connection. And so we helped that family. And then it just kept building on top of each other on different referrals that I had heard. I was now open for more production. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, in 2020, I was like, well, I didn't get my counseling degree, but I would love to know how to coach people. So I did an online coaching certification through 2020 and 2021. And during that process, still was building our editing and management side of the podcast. And that was great. Slowly but surely, I began to be known as a podcast coach because people would like connect with me online and say, hey, right, I'm starting a podcast. How do I do this? Or how do I grow my podcast? And so then a little light bulb came on in 2021 and it was like, oh, that's my business. Oh, I'm a podcast coach. I should probably have a podcast about podcasting. And so then I started podcast coaching for Kingdom Entrepreneurs and was able to just answer those common questions that people had and got connected with people in that regard, and continued to grow my business. And then actually in this last December, so speaking of letting go, just felt very clearly it was time to lay down my first podcast and fully focus on podcast coaching for Kingdom Entrepreneurs. And that was hard. It was so hard because I feel like it was such a big piece of my heart.
Yeah. What was that one called? The first one?
It was called Holistic Hearts.
Oh, Holistic Hearts. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And it's still out there. It's not a forever closed. It just felt very clear that my focus is on helping women really step up to the plate and say yes to using their voice. And in order to do that, I had to have a very singular focus of, all right, this is where I'm focusing.
I love that. And you know what? You're showing also all those who are listening the power of intention and the power of like focus. Because one of the things that I deal with when I have the women that I'm, you know, coaching is the squirrel thing, right? I always go squirrel, squirrel, like they're everywhere. And I'm like, this is why you're not seeing results. You cannot keep going after the shiny penny. What are we focused on right now? You know, I mean, I got to get them back in place, you know, like that accountability piece, I think is huge, Kristen. Right. So
yes.
I love what you're doing because I know that the women who are connecting with you are at least I'm pretty sure that the women you're connecting with are needing that accountability piece and that focus piece because it is hard. I mean, everybody has a program right now. Right. So if you're online, you're going to run into about 35,000 ads. That sounds good. Oh, that sounds good. But then, you know, I want women to hear because I know that right now, last time I checked my statistics, I think it was like 55% women listen to the show. A lot of them are leaders, entrepreneurs, coaches, things like that, listen to the show. And what I want them to actually hear you and me say is be focused.
Yes.
Be focused and work with somebody who's going to help you focus, right? I'm not a podcast coach. Yes, I have a podcast, but that's not what I do. You are though. And I know that a lot of people who are listening are thinking, man, I should start a podcast. It is a great way to get your voice out there, right? So I want you to break down a couple things for me. One, you talked about podcast managing and you talked about podcast managing, you talked about starting a new podcast, you talked about being a podcast coach. So I guess what I want people who are listening who don't know how to podcast or have not started, what does that mean? What does podcast management mean? What does a podcast coach do? Can you break that down for me?
Absolutely. I know it's a bunch of podcast jargon. So I work with mainly coaches, influencers, authors, ministry leaders. And what we do, I'll just walk you through like a certain scenario so this makes sense in a story format. So say you're a wellness coach and you come to me and you say, Kristen, I want to start a podcast. I would say, awesome. Let's talk about it. Do you want to work with me one-on-one or do you want to work as a group? And most of the time it's group. Most of the time it's one-on-one. And then the last year we had a couple of groups run through a launch process. But basically a podcast launch is with me specifically, what that looks like is we sit down and we coach you through what are you going to talk about? Why are you going to talk about it? Who are you going to talk to about it? And what really is the connection to your business and how are you going to funnel that into your business? And then we really sit down and we talk about, okay, well, let's talk about a launch strategy and get real clear and intentional on, all right, I'm going to commit to a year and a half of weekly podcast or bi-weekly podcast. And whatever it is, you commit to it, you are consistent because consistency is the name of the game inside of podcasting. So we get really clear on that. We get really clear on who your ideal listener is, not only their demographics, but their psychographics. What are those pain points? I bring in a lot of like personal branding conversation into it because you need to really establish yourself. And then that is everything to get you to episode one. So if you hear on a podcast, you press play like Nina's, you heard an intro and then you'll hear an outro. So we set all of that up, the music and everything, and get you a clear introduction. And then as well as edit all of your episode one, get it set up on a hosting platform, which is basically like an online antenna that shoots it out to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any other podcasting app that you would listen to. So we set all of that up. That is a podcast launch package, basically. Then at that point, if you have a podcast or you just launched your podcast with us, you can sign up for a podcast management package. Now with This is for me and for most podcast management. That includes editing show notes. It could include promotion of your podcast, like social media. It could be newsletters, blogs, transcripts, anything that you need to help get your podcast out there. And that's podcast management. Podcast coaching is where I would come alongside you either in our membership or if somebody else outside of this realm has podcast coaching, it's sitting down with you and asking, what are your goals for your podcast and how can we help you get there? And that is really varies from person to person. I offer a membership for all of my management clients because in the years since 2020 of hearing all of these podcasters who struggle with pod fade or they don't know how to grow their audience, I want to support them on a monthly basis to have, like you said, Nina, accountability to show up over and over again, to hear other people's successes, to hear other people's struggles, to know you're not alone, because it can be pretty lonely as a podcaster to just sit behind the computer and the mic and just ho-hum your way through podcasting. And so my heart is for podcasters to succeed. And to do that, one way is to have that community and also provide group coaching to hear everybody's situations.
Yeah, that's really, really good and really supportive. So for those of you who are listening, pod fade is when you start a podcast and then you kind of fade out because you either feel like you don't have enough to say or you don't think it's important enough or nobody's listening, things like that. And in the beginning, nobody is listening. And that's what I need you guys to understand too. That's okay too, though. It helps you to practice. It helps you to put your voice to something. And it also stays as a reference. So people can always go back. Like I had so many people say to me, oh my gosh, I went down a Nina warp, you know? And I'm like, what does that mean? They're like, I started in one and I didn't finish. And I'm like, well, I have like 370 episodes out and another like 70 waiting, you know, like, so, and I'm like, boy, you must be sick of my voice at this point. So what I want to encourage people who are listening to you, first of all, to work with you, because that's fantastic that you do all of that. And secondly, that, you know, don't get discouraged. Even if you, like, say you just started your podcast or you started already and you're like, I don't know what else to talk about. You know, there's other formats, right? And that's what happened to me. I started as a monologue, just talking about my faith and my experiences. And then it moved into, you know what? I want to talk to people.
Yeah.
I want to like really enhance people's work and what they're doing to impact the world. And that's what I did. It's not attached to my business, which actually, Kristen, me and you may be talking soon because I've been thinking about how to either start a second podcast or integrate my podcast. And I'm sure that a lot of people who are listening are probably listening to that saying, using my podcast to grow my business. That's a very good idea, right? Instead of just having it siloed or separate from what you do. Yeah. So, the podcast coaching that you do and the management that you do, is that for only the, especially the management piece, is that for only people who have started the process with you or anybody who's listening? If they have a podcast, can they join and get you to manage them? Okay.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. You do not have to start with us to fold over. We just gained two clients this past month that had already started on their own and it was time. One was very seasoned. I think she's 200 episodes in. And she was like, you know what? I need to spend my time elsewhere. I don't want to edit anymore. I don't want to promote. I don't want to write my show notes. And I was like, yep, you are a six-figure earner. You do not need to be doing your own podcast.
Yeah. Delegate. It's a lot. It's a lot of work.
Yes. And then another one was, she had started her episode one. She had done all the legwork for everything to launch, but then she kind of froze because she got lost in the editing. One podcast alone, she said she was stuck on it for hours and hours and hours. I mean, oh goodness. It just like breaks my heart. Cause it was like, oh, we could do this so fast.
Well,
She ended up sending us a sweet note this past week of just, I can't believe how well it's done. And it's such a breath of fresh air. So, Yeah. So absolutely. If you have already started your podcast and you're ready to let go of a piece so you can have a little bit more energy to do the things that you love, like coaching more clients or working on content, absolutely. Come on over.
So what would you recommend for someone right now who's listening and doesn't know if they want to start a podcast? Is there somewhere you would have them start or look at or think about before they go on this journey?
Yeah. So one of the things that I love to do is, so I have like a little packet that I'll hand to people who are interested, or maybe they're thinking about starting a podcast. And we walk through, what are some of those things that people ask you about over and over again, mm-hmm. those common topics? What is something that you could talk about for 2 years and not get tired of talking about? Mm-hmm. I would say if you have that, more often than not, I hear people who launch a podcast with us say, I just have this knowing that I'm supposed to share my message, or mm-hmm. I'm supposed to talk about this information. And I've had a couple of people, I've probably had 4 people say to me, I woke up in the middle of the night and I got the name of my podcast and I knew God wanted me to start a podcast. And every time I hear that, I'm like, well, you can't get out of that now.
Right. Exactly. That's so funny. That's how I got Straight Talk No Sugar added too. It was funny. Awesome. So funny. But he's good like that. So he'll guide us. And yes. You know, like I want to encourage everyone who's listening to make sure that they reach out to you, seriously, because I've had a lot of people reach out to me. In fact, I might look and see if I still have those emails and I'll forward them to you, Kristen, because I don't do podcast management. It's just not what I want to do. But I'm glad that you do want to do it. So that's a good thing. We met because we're going to be friends.
Okay.
but because podcast management is something that I think it's such a gift to those of us who are podcasters, because mm-hmm. it's hard. It is hard to sit down after like this interview with you and then go edit for hours. It's too difficult to do. This is why I do everything in one shot recording, and mm-hmm. I'll just edit if there's some glitches, but I try not to because it's too much work. Yeah. You know, it's just too much work. But one thing I know is I'm not taking advantage of promoting as best as I should. I know that.
Yes.
And so my numbers are growing, but they're growing very slow and mm-hmm. steady. But I would like to people to know people like you are on this show and to be connected to my guests, you know?
Absolutely.
So I love you, Kristen. I think you're amazing. I think you're amazing. I love your energy. I love what you bring. Super great. And I want to make sure that we don't let you go before you give us all of the ways people can connect with you. Absolutely. So that they can work with you. Because I know y'all listening, right? Y'all listening. Okay. I know that people who are listening are either started or really thinking about doing mm-hmm. a podcast. So give us that information, please.
Okay. So one of the best ways in what I talked about, that packet, the Want to Start a Podcast packet that we walk through. So I have a free 3-video course that is called Pre-Launch. And it's really for anybody who is right on that cusp of like, should I not? I should, but I don't know what's all entailed.
Yeah.
That is for that person. So I can send you a link of that for people to download that for free. Otherwise, I would love to connect with you on social media. I love Instagram. I love Facebook. I really am everywhere on every platform as Kristen Fields Chadwick. And so connect with me on there. Send me a message and say you listen to Nina's show and would love to hear some more information.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kristen. I know we don't even have a lot of time. It's already 30 minutes. Whatever. No, I really, really enjoyed our conversation. Thank you so much for coming on, seriously, and for showing your expertise and wisdom in this space. And I know that the people who are listening are also getting value from this, because this is like a topic that I get asked about all the time because I'm a podcaster, but it's just not my thing. It's just not what I want to do. So I'm so glad you were able to come on and do that. Thank you so much. For real. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Awesome. I just appreciate you.
I love it so much. Guys, I love her so much.
best. I know you're going to love her too. So just make sure that you connect with her. Kristen Fields Chadwick. I'm going to make sure to link all of her information below. And when she sends me the link for that, that, you know, booklet for you guys to just check out and see if this is what you want to do. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that I put that on there as well, because I know a lot of you ask me questions all the time about, Nina, how do I start? Blah, blah, blah. Nina ain't got time. So I'm going to make sure that Kristen is connected with you. I love you guys so much. Thank you guys for all the downloads and the love that you show. I really appreciate you more than you know. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.